Maybe singing when the evening comes. Shalabari kara, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Shiri baya kara bako worship his holy name. Shiri baya rabo sere feel like never before. Shiri baya kara bato kobasi. Yes, Lord, worship his holy name. I worship his holy name. Shedididi kawaya karabu kopa. Shedididi bosa. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Kurabaya karabaka boshi. You my soul. Worship his holy name. Shiribaya karabu tukoba kashi. Didi kurabata kabukoba. Shiri karabu tukoba kashi. Kidi kurabata kase. Didi karabati. Maya rabu tukoba. Shiri didi baya karabu tukoba kashi. Kidi karabu tukoba. Shiri didi didi didi. Mukuri bada karabata gidi buyo korabata kashi didi karabata kuba shi didi didi di korabata kasa didi didi di korabata shi didi. Mayanta dada karabata kuba shi didi karabata didi didi karabata kuba shi didi korabata didi didi di korabata kasa da. Heavenly Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration, we give you worship and exaltation. There is no one else like you, God. Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your faithfulness. We thank you for this good morning, oh God, that you've gathered us to worship you, God. You've gathered us to praise. You've gathered us to honor your holy name. You've gathered us to believe in you, to depend on you, to trust in you, Jehovah God. Thank you that you are God, and there's no one else like you, God. None in the heavens, none on the earth. O Rabba Takashi, Didi Koraba Takabuko Shikidi, Rimbati Karaba Takashi, Didi Koraba Takashi, Didi Koraba Takashi, Da 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 da, rebo to kubashi ke dekere bata kabakashi ke dekere karabata karabuto kubakashi ke dekere kora rekarabati shi dekere kora bata kabakabakashi ke dekere karabuto kora bata da di 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 maya rakabu kubashi di 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 aya rabuto kubashi di 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 karabuto kubashi di 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 rebati kashi ke dekora bata kashi di 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 rembuto kubashi di 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 maya karabuto kubakashi ke dekora bata kabakashi di 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 kiri karabata kabashi di 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 mokubashi di 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 karabata kashi di 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 ayarabata da 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 karabuto kubashi di 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 rekaribata kabakashi kidi kurabata kashi kidi kiri karada da 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 mayarati ti si di kiri baya karabuto kubakashi di 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 Makarabata karabu tukoba kashi di karabata kaba kaba hashi de mokori bata kashi de korabata de korabata kashi de korabata kashi de rekari karabu tukoba kashi de karabu tukoba hashi de baya karabu tukoba kashi de maya karabu tukoba hashi de baya karabu tukoba kashi de korabata de baya karabu tukoba hashi de maya karabu tukoba hashi de karabu Karabo tuko bashi de kere tikere ba tuko bashi de da karabo tuko bashi de da 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 mia karabo tuko bashi de karabo tuko bashi de da da karabo tuko bashi de karabo takari de karabo tuko bakashi de da Oh, thank you, Jehovah God. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Jesus, you are so faithful, oh God. You are so faithful. You are so faithful. You are so faithful, Jehovah God. You are so faithful, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. You are holy. You're too faithful to fail me, oh God. You're too faithful to fail us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You've covered us, you've kept us, you've watched over our lives, you've been our shield, our portion, our all in all, Jehovah God. I need you more and more, more and more, more and more. Oh Father, you receive all the glory, you receive all the honor, you receive all the adoration of God. I thank you for this morning. Thank you, the Lord, we can gather, we can be renewed in you, O God. We can be restored in your presence, O God. In your presence we find life, in your presence we find hope, O God. We know it does not take a lifetime for you to meet us. It does not take a moment. It only takes a moment, oh God, a moment of surrender, a moment of submission, oh God, a moment of obedience, a moment of hearing, oh God, oh God, Jesus. And Father, this morning we submit ourselves to you, oh God. The Lord, you are a God who knows us by name. You know us. You know everything that concerns us. You guide us. You are concerned for us. You cover us. You shelter us. You protect us, oh God. You've been our portion in everything that we have done, in everything that we do, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Our lives are led of you, our lives are guided by you, our lives are covered by you, oh Jehovah God. On our own we are nothing, on our own we can do nothing, oh God. But Father, you have called us to the kingdom of light, oh God. You've called us to the kingdom of your beloved Son, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You've translated us from the kingdom of darkness, Jehovah God. And Father, I thank you this morning that we can hear you, oh God, that we can hear from you, oh God, that we can submit ourselves to who you, oh God, the Lord. You are God and there is no one else like you. There's none in the heavens, there's none on the earth. Sharabata karabo toko bakashe da 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 karabo toko bakashe da 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 da. You guide, you strengthen, you watch. You are our portion, our all in all, Jesus Christ, our all in all. Oh my God, you are faithful. I thank you indeed this morning. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for each and every one of us that you brought one another, oh God, oh God, Jesus. I thank you that the harvest is plentiful. It's the laborers who are few, oh God, and you asked us to ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth more laborers into his harvest field, oh God. I thank you for the millions and millions of laborers that you sent forth in this land, oh God, that you're awakening, oh God, for the laborers that you sent forth, oh God, as a seed, as you pour out your grace, as you pour out your power. As you pour out your spirit, Jehovah God, as you anoint men and women, you're in need of men and women. You're in need of worshipers. You're in need of sons. Oh God, I pray for those that are willing. Those that are willing, oh God, I pray for the outpouring of your spirit in another measure. Another measure. Oh God, the infilling of your spirit in another measure for everyone that is hungry, to everyone that is thirsty, Jehovah. Rebati karaba te karaba te koba kashi de de karaba te koba koba kashi de de karaba te koba kashi de 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 karaba te koba kashi de 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 karaba te koba kashi de rebati karaba te koba kashi de 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 karaba te koba kashi de de. You have called us to deeper, to a deeper level, to a deeper level, to a deeper level. Shide karaba te koba kashi de de karaba te koba kashi de de karaba te koba kashi de 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 karaba te koba maya karaba te koba kashi de 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 maya karaba te koba kashi de 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 karaba te koba kashi de de karaba te de Ya karaba te karaba te karaba te karaba te karaba shike de karaba te koba kashi de karaba te koba kashi de da karaba te ka reba te karaba te koba kashi de da karaba te koba kashi de karaba te koba kashi de da karaba te ka miya karaba te koba kashi de da karaba te ka da koba koba kashi de da karaba te koba miya karaba te koba kashi de da karaba te koba kashi de da karaba te da miya karaba te koba kashi de da karaba te koba kashi de da da Mia karabo to koba kashi de de karabo to koba kashi de de karabo to koba kashi de 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 karabo to koba kashi de 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 Mia karabo to koba kashi de 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 karabo to koba kashi de 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 karabo to koba kashi de 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 Mia karabo to koba kashi de 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 Mukora to de karabo to koba kashi de 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 Mia karabo to de de karabo to koba kashi de 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 karabo to koba kashi de karabo to koba kashi de 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 Mia karabo de karabo de the Maya rabatana da da ba 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 ya karabo to koda karabo to karabo to koda ba to karabo to koba kashi de de miya karabo to koba kashi de de karabo to koba kashi de de karabo to da 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 miya karabo to koba kashi de de karabo to koba kashi de de karabo to koba kashi de de da miya karabo to koba kashi de de karabo to koba kashi de karabo to koba kashi de karabo to koba kashi de 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 miya karabo to de 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 miya karabo to koba de 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 karabo to koba kashi de de The Karabo to come hush at the dinner, Mia Karabo to come hush in the kiddie. Oh, Father God, Rikatika, the Katakataka, Makashi, the Dada. You're taking us deeper in your understanding, deep calls unto deep in the roar of your waterfall. Rikatika, Shikadikada, Mokoratikadikade, Makaratikadikade. I break the barriers of darkness. I break the barriers of darkness. I come against the forces of the enemy, the blinding forces of darkness over the land. I come against them in the name of Jesus. I call upon your power. I call upon your power. I call upon your power. Shekarabo chukoba kashi de karabo chukoba. We come against the evils of the land. We come against the evils of the land. Rikati karabo chukacha. We declare they are defeated in the name of Jesus. They were defeated on the cross of Calvary. Oh my God. They were disarmed. They were disarmed. They were disarmed. And you triumphed over them over the cross. You triumphed over them over the forces of nature, over the forces of darkness, over the forces of evil, over Temakadas, O Makarabotakada. And now you have seated us with him in heavenly places, far above all thrones, all powers, all dominions. We are seated in Christ. Our lives are now hidden in Christ. Oh my God, the flesh profits nothing, but it is the spirit that gives life. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. My Father, my God, you are communicating life in our hearts this morning. You're communicating life in our thoughts this morning. You're communicating your desires, your dreams in our thoughts, oh God, oh God, Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Jehovah God, that as we wake up to please the spirit, as we have woken up to please the spirit, to sow to the spirit, oh God, from the spirit we shall reap eternal life, we shall reap eternal life, you shall reap eternal life. Shikiriba rakarabo chukora karabo chukora bakashi dende da karabo chukoba ashi dende. Arabati karabo chukoba kashi dende da karabo chukoba kashi dende da karabo chukoba ashi dende da karabo chukoba kashi dende da karabo miya karabo chukoba kashi dende da karabo chukoba kashi dende karabo chukoba kashi dende karabo chukoba ashi dende da miya karabo chukoba karata dende da miya karabo chukoba kashi dende da karabo chukoba ashi dende dende kende miya karabo chukoba kashi dende da karabo chukoba ashi dende dende makara dende dende karabo chukoba dende 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 karabo chukoba dende dende karabo chukoba ashi dende de makarabo chukoba ashi dende karabo chukoba ashi dende karabo chukoba ashi dende dende karabo chukoba dende dende makarabo chukoba ashi dende karabo chukoba ashi dende karabo chukoba ashi dende karabo chukoba Ambarata da 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 Marata da 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 Makaraba da karaba da 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 Karaba da karaba da go bakashi da 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 Karaba da go ba Mokuraba da kashi da 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 Karaba da go bakashi da 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 Karaba da go bakashi da 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 Makaraba da go bakashi da 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 Oh Father God, I thank you Rikasi da kade I remove every barrier, every barrier to the flow of your spirit, every barrier to God. Sanctify me to run through, oh God. Oh God, that I may be a vessel that you can use. That I may be a vessel that you can use. That I may be a vessel. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel. Shikarabu kubashigadaka. I'm just a vessel that you can use, Jehovah God. I'm just a vessel that you can use in this land of God. Thank you that you're sending forth more vessels, more labor, a vessel you can use in this land unto the nations, oh God. A prophet unto the nations, oh God. A prophet unto the nations. You say, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, oh God. We ask for the nations, we ask for Bangladesh, we ask for Kenya, we ask for Malawi, we ask for Ethiopia, oh God. We ask for Eritrea, oh God. We ask indeed for South Sudan, Ribataka, Shedda. We ask for Zimbabwe. We ask for Zambia, Ribataka, Rabutakaba, Shedda. We ask for Afghanistan. We ask indeed for Nigeria. We ask for the nations. We ask for Congo, Ribataka, Rabutakaba. We ask indeed. We ask for Ghana, Ribataka, Rabutakaba, Shedda. We ask indeed for India, Ributakaba, Shedda. Send forth the nations, Shedda. Karabaka, send forth the harvest, Shede Karabotoko Bakasha. The harvest is plentiful, Rikati. Even the nations that I have not mentioned, my God, you say we can ask, we can ask. My Father, this morning, and Father, we wake up to ask for the nations of God. We ask for the 91 million in this land, Ribati Karabotokobaka Shetata, and 91 million souls, Sheribarakabokoba, them that know the gospel, them that understand their calling in Christ to God, them that are snatched from the clothes of darkness, Sherekarabotokoba, and snatched into the kingdom of God, Ribata, O Makarate Karabotaka Shetata, Makaratada, heal this land, O God, heal this nation, O God, let the gospel flow. Let the gospel flow. We remove every hindrance, every hindrance, every hindrance, every hindrance, every opposition. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing a work. You're doing a good work. You're bringing revival in the land. You're bringing revival in the land. You're bringing revival in this nation, God. You're awakening every dead situation, every dead circumstance, every dead person. You're bringing forth life. Life again. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Life beyond measure. Life beyond our understanding. Life beyond our capacity. Life beyond what we could think of or imagine. God, Father God, you have called us. You have called us by your name. You have called us by your spirit. You've called us to trust in you, oh God. You've called us to depend upon you, oh God. You've called us to wait upon you, Jehovah God. You are in control. You are in control. You are in control. You are in control, Jehovah God. You are in control, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. Nothing catches you by surprise. Oh, my karate. Nothing catches you by surprise, Jehovah God. I thank you that, Lord, everything that happens is ordained of you. It is planned of you. And I pray that you orchestrate changes in the atmosphere, oh God. You orchestrate changes in contracts, oh God. You orchestrate changes in situations, oh God. That you are orchestrating. 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 Rabati karabutukubashi de karabutukubashi. You are orchestrating. Rabati karabu tukubashi de karabu tukubashi de karabu tukubashi de karah. You are orchestrating. You are orchestrating. ribata kashe da da karabo to kobashe de de karabo to kobashe de de ribata kashe de. You're orchestrating life. You're orchestrating life. You're orchestrating life. You're orchestrating life. Oh, makaratete karabataka. You're reversing. You're reversing every situation that is not of you. You're reversing it. You're causing a reversal. You're causing a reversal. Rika 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 rika. The heart of the king is in the Lord's hands, and he directs it like a water course. The heart of the king is in the Lord's hands, and he directs it like a water course. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you worship. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you worship. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you say indeed the righteous are as bold as a lion. And that which you have purposed will never be changed. And we cancel every planting of the evil one. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. And good morning. Praise Jesus. It's another good morning that we get to share God's word. And I'm grateful for you that has purpose to listen and has purpose to join in the prayers. And it doesn't matter the time that you're joining in. I know it is an investment in the kingdom of God, because there is nothing that we do that does not result in a harvest. And I know it's good to introduce a new people who've joined in. This is just a morning prayer line that we're having, and you can reach out to me later on and I can give you more details. Every morning, as a family, we gather to pray in the morning on Google Meet. And there's a link for that. And if you're interested to join in, we gather from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. to pray. And I mean, if you're thinking of prayer, if you need prayer, if it's something that you trust God for, and I believe that anytime we're in God's presence, there is we receive of Him and we learn from Him, and we are basically sowing to the Spirit. And to me, today is a day that I want us to start. I'm not sure that it will be another series, but basically, God put it in my heart that let's really have a teaching, or rather, understanding about sowing to the Spirit. And if God helps us, it might take us some time. Either long or short, God knows. But I mean, when today ends, we will stop there and then we'll continue again. And you know, we've been learning of the Holy Spirit. In this past week, we've had a series of understanding who is the Holy Spirit. And in summary, we have summarized the Holy Spirit as being God, because God has chosen. God is exists in three persons. God is one. Our God is one. We don't have three gods, but He exists in three persons as the Godhead. And what the scriptures reveal to us, that God is, there's God the Father, there's God the Son, and there's God the Holy Spirit. And God the Father is relates to the Son in a Father-Son relationship. And the Holy Spirit is the one who makes it happen. He is the one who broods over every situation. And when the word comes from the Father, there is creation. And the word is Jesus. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So the word of God is Jesus. And Jesus is the creator. And whether it's the Bible, even the Quran tells you that it is the word that creates. And the word is
God. The word is Jesus. So it is Jesus who is the creator. And so there is no doubt about that. The Father spoke the word became flesh, the word created, but it was in the presence of the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And so we've learned that as a principle of creation. And what we know and what we have learned is that the day you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that takes a simple confession and believing. In Romans chapter 10 verse 8, it says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So salvation is a process by which we confess with our mouth and we believe in our hearts that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. And the sacrifice that he made on the cross paid the price for each and every one of us. So to receive the new life and to receive the salvation that comes from God. And this is because no human being has the ability to save himself. There is no one who has the capacity to save himself. It is only the finished works of Jesus, the finished works of Christ on the cross, that has the capacity to save mankind. And you can see the challenge with religion. The challenge with religion, even Christianity, the religion, because religion is man's attempt to reach God. But Christianity, authentic Christianity, that is not the religion, that is the spirit life, is God reaching out to man. If you look at all religions in the world, all they try to tell you is that the more you do, the higher your chances are of getting to heaven. There is no assurance. If you look at certain, they will certain believe that that if you behave well, then you can come back as a better person. You can come back in the higher caste. You can come back richer. You can come, and if you behave poorly, you'll come back maybe as a dog or a lower caste. You understand? And so that becomes a basis for discrimination. So they look at everyone who maybe is poor as someone who did wickedly in their previous life. Yet they don't understand that it is not that. It is not the case. So religion tries to tell us that if we do right, then we shall inherit salvation. Yet in Christianity and in the spirit life, it is what Christ has paid. Christ has already done right. The simple thing that is expected of us is to believe that what Jesus did, which is right, is enough and has paid the price that I need to make peace with God. The Bible says that he has reconciled man to God through his death, through his body. Reconciliation happened. So if you're reconciled to God, that means you're not an enemy of God. The day you accept this simple message of salvation is the day you no longer become an enemy of God and you become a son of God. You become a child of God. John chapter 1 verse 12, it says this: yet to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave them the power to become, or the right to become, children of God. And children not born of natural descent or of a husband's decision, but children who are born of God. So when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because Jesus came to the Jews, but the Bible tells us he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. God chose to reveal himself through the nation of Israel, through the Jews. But the nation of Israel did not receive him. But we who are not Jews, we who are Gentiles by birth, who believed in his name, God gave us the right and the power to become children of God. So there is a right that we receive as sons of God when we come into the kingdom of God. And when you are a child of God, when you are a son of God, that means you're a son of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're a son of the Prince of Peace. You are a son of the Most High God. That means that your father, God is your father. And this is what the Jews could never understand. Because to them, God was so far away. God was the God that came in the dark cloud, in the fire on the mountain. To them, God was not approachable. that they could only say that, please, Moses, you talk to God and tell us what God says, and we will obey him. And God said, this was not my desire. I desire to talk to you face to face, because he told them, prepare yourself and meet your God. But then when they saw the majesty of God, when they saw the power of God and the reverent fear that came upon them, and they feared, and they said, no, you talk to Moses and Moses will talk to us. And the reason why God sends men to talk to us is because if God was to come and communicate himself directly as he is to us, the Bible says anyone who has encountered God falls to the ground immediately, and they become even lifeless, and they're in great fear. Why? Because God is so majestic. If even the angels cannot see him, they have never seen him. They only saw him when he became flesh. How majestic is our God that the Bible says he dwells in unapproachable light. He has clothed himself with light. He thought, the only way that I can reveal myself to this man is if I come in the form of man. And so God, his word became flesh. He humbled himself and took on flesh to be seen, to be found in appearance as a man. And when he was found in appearance as a man, he came in the form of Jesus Christ. And let me assure you something. Scientists will tell you. What do scientists tell you? That there is no contact between the blood of a mother, of a pregnant mother and the newborn. Do you know that? There is no contact. And that is why it is possible for a pregnant mother who is HIV positive to give birth to a newborn who is HIV negative. Why? Because there is no contact in the blood. The only contact happens during the process of birth, or maybe during breastfeeding. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that there is a separation in the womb, that God made it in a way that there's a separation in the womb of a woman, that the baby does not have contact with the blood of the mother. Now, I want you to apply science to what happens in the incarnation of God. The Bible says that Mary asked, how will this be, since I know no man? The Bible, what did God tell her? That the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And God will, you know, the baby will, you know, the Spirit will come upon you, and the child will come in you, and that child will be known as the Most High God. Now that tells you that Jesus did not come of the seed of a man. And he also did not come of the seed of Mary. Why do I say that? Because if there was contact with the seed of Mary, and even with the, you know, if there was that contact, he would have come with sin. He would have come with contamination, with the corruption, the seed. But the Bible says that the seed of the woman, that means God deposited himself. He became flesh inside. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he became flesh inside the womb of Mary and grew and then came out as a baby. And this baby was God incarnate, God in flesh, with no corruption of the seed of Adam, the seed of man. But he was found in complete appearance as a man. And that is why we can see that he took on our infirmities. He took on our weaknesses. He took on the pain. Like, he knew what it meant to be hungry. He experienced pain in every way. He experienced sorrow in every way. He experienced the struggles of a man. And he was showing us how it is to live as a man. How did God want every man to live as a man? And he showed us that he grew. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter, is it 2 verse 12 or 2 verse 252, sorry. And Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. That means that we as human beings are supposed to grow. We are supposed to grow in wisdom. We are supposed to grow in stature. We are supposed to grow in favor with God and man. We are supposed to grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. We grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. God expects us to grow. And that tells us these are the levels that God expects us to grow. He expects us to grow in our body. We need to develop. We need to take care of our natural bodies. We need to take care of ourselves. I mean, you cannot just be anyhowly and expect that I mean, because you're a Christian, that is enough. There's a way that you should take care of yourself, your health, what you eat. You can't eat, it's in computer, there's a principle, garbage in, garbage out. So if you eat junk, you become junk. That means what you eat in the natural reflects on what you are in the physical. So whatever, anyone that works on their body, anyone that chisels their body, you know, those who love going to the gym. The day they stop going to the gym, what happens? Their body reverts, in fact, to a worse state than it was before. But anyone who consistently sows to their body, so the one who consistently, and I'm not here talking about flesh, the one who consistently exercises, the one who consistently goes to the gym, the one who consistently looks at how they eat, cutting out their, watching their diet, the ones who consistently work on their bodies, they reap the results of it. We are what we eat. Likewise, we are what we sow. I was just giving a preamble. Now, the main thing that I wanted to read was Galatians chapter 6 from verse 7. It says that, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature or his flesh, from that nature will reap destruction or corruption. And the one who sows to please the Spirit, from that Spirit will reap eternal life. Verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Maybe just for the context, verse 6 that I had not started with, it says, anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Many of us avoid that because we don't want to appear like we are after that. But the Bible is basically, for you to understand that verse, it says that anyone who receives communication, instruction in the word of God from their instructor should communicate of the blessing they receive. That means they should share all good things that they have received from that word, from the ministry of that word, with their teacher. For example, if you have a father or a priest or a teacher of the word who is teaching you things of the gospel, and you can clearly see that this person has dedicated their lives, they don't even have any other thing that they reap from that, that they eat from that. Even the Bible says how the priests, they are not to even have inheritance. So their inheritance is the Lord. But it is expected that those who receive instruction in the word of God should communicate of their blessing, of the good things they have received in the word as a result of the word. Because the word profits. Anyone who is under the instruction of the word, the Bible tells us that the Israelites prospered under the teaching of Haggai, the prophet, under the teaching of Haggai and Ezra. As the word taught the word worked in them and they prospered. Likewise, anyone who continues to be under the teaching of the Word of God, the true Word of God, will find that their life profits. Why? Because as I teach, there is a voice that communicates to you. The Spirit of God guide, gives you wisdom. I might be teaching about the Word of God, but you're hearing ideas, you're hearing music, you're hearing business, you're hearing investment. So in that way, God communicates His Spirit to you. So as you do that, then as you hear the Word, as you consistently under the Word, the Bible says land that constantly drinks from the rain, he reaps a harvest. That's Hebrews, reaps a harvest. Hebrews chapter 6 onwards there from verse 5 there. It reaps a harvest. So as you consistently are under the Word, are under the rain of heaven, are under receiving the seed of the Word, and the rain is the Holy Spirit, as you're consistently, then you reap a harvest. Now, the Bible, is this command is like anyone who receives instruction must communicate all good things. That means that God expects us to also meet the needs of ministers, especially those that need that need. And that's why we can see his teaching about sowing to please the Spirit. So there are many aspects of sowing to please the Spirit, which I will not rush them, but I want to just focus today on what does it mean to sow to the sinful nature and sowing to the Spirit. Now, before I even get to that, I want us to ask ourselves, what is sowing? And you know, one thing that we have been learning is that the spiritual man compares spiritual things with spiritual. Or rather, we even compare the natural things with the spiritual things. God uses nature to teach us about himself. The Bible says the heavens, the skies, everything, the creation communicates the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. That means that everything that we see in the creation communicates to us the glory of God. The order that we see in creation, the majesty that we see, the numerous and countless constellations, that we are just in a galaxy, one of the millions of galaxies in the world. Yet, that is just an iota of who God is. It's just like a drop of who God is. It's like a speck, or it's like a drop of water in the ocean of who God is. Because scientists are yet to find out how many constellations are there. Because they will tell you they are light years away. That it's impossible to even communicate that. That means that it is incomprehensible to even fully understand God. And even what we know of God, there's a theologian who said this word, that theology is an attempt to know God in the hope that God has revealed something about himself in the Word of God, in the Bible. So even what we are teaching about God is just a fraction of who God is, because it is the part that God has chosen to reveal himself about. So Deuteronomy 29 verse 29 tells us that the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things revealed are for us and our children. So that means there are things that God has revealed to us. And when we look at creation, when we look at the things that are not, that are, we know that the things that come from the things that are not. That means the spirit, the physical world comes from the spiritual world. What we see physically is a manifestation of what appeared, what came from the physical. Sorry, what came from the spiritual. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. By faith we know that the worlds were framed from the things that were not seen. That means everything that appears first exists in the spiritual. Your job first exists in the spiritual before it appears in the natural. Your job first exists. Your baby first exists in the spiritual. That means that there are things that you're desiring of God, you must have first received them in the spirit before they manifest physically. That means faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Just because you cannot see them does not mean they are not there. So, the seed. God teaches us spiritual things from the natural things. So in the creation, when God was doing, when God was creating, what did he say? In Genesis chapter 1 verse 13, he said that let the earth bring forth grass, herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed in itself. Let me look at an easier translation, the Passion Translation. It says that then God said, let the land burst forth with growth, plants that bear seeds of their own kind, and every variety of fruit tree, each with power to multiply from its own seed. And so it happened, and it became that the land flourished with grasses, every variety of seed-bearing plants, and trees bearing fruit with their seeds in them. And God loved what he saw, and it was good, for it was beautiful. And evening gave away to morning, and the third day. So on the third day, and interestingly, we're in the third month, so maybe that's powerful. Now, let us see something that that God made. He commanded the plants to appear. But what did he say about the plants? Let the plants have seed after their own kind. So every planting of God, every creation of God, or everything in the universe has seed. So the sowing and reaping, sowing is basically means planting. And in the natural, what we do is that we plant. And after some time, we take care of the seed. It germinates, it grows. We have to water it. We have to dig around it. We have to put manure. We have to protect it from goats, from wild animals. And eventually, time will come when it is ready to be harvested. And we have to also harvest, because if we don't, the fruit rots on the in the farm and it becomes a waste. So in the principle of sowing and reaping, or planting and harvesting, or sowing and reaping, in that principle, it tells us that it starts with a seed. And what we see that the plants have seed in them, and they reproduce after their own kind. Look at that word. Look at that principle. That means sowing and reaping happens after your own kind. That means there's no way you can plant mangoes and reap guavas. There's no way you can plant bananas and reap oranges. That means the principle of sowing and reaping, it means that it happens after your own kind. Now, the Bible is telling us, do not be deceived. Do not think that you can deceive God. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, his flesh, his carnality, will from the same sinful nature reap destruction or corruption. That means that everything that you do today, you wake up in the morning and you spend 1 hour on Reels, Facebook Reels, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. And all those things are not bad. But you have planted, you have sowed that which gratifies, that which pleases the flesh. Do you know, when you find someone tells you, I'm struggling with, let's say, pornography, or I'm struggling with immorality, there is something that they have planted. And if you follow through, you will find that this is a person who is either listening, hearing, watching, reading, or spending time with friends who all they're talking about is things that gratify sexuality. So there is no way that you can watch certain programs and not expect them to generate certain fleshly desires in you. And it might appear very subtle. I know growing up, even we would even like if at, on the TV appeared just a kiss, all children will be told to go home, to go and sleep, not go home, to go and sleep. And the TV will be told to switch off. And the question will be, what are you watching? But now, what the enemy did is that he made it normal. In that there is no movie, there is no program that does not, there is no even radio station that does not have the seed of sexual immorality being planted in people. It might be, oh, how marriages are not working. So that is the seed that you constantly listen to every morning as you drive to work. So if you constantly hear that marriages cannot work, do you think that your marriage will work? No, because the seed that you have planted is you're planting it to the sinful nature, and all you hear is that men are dogs, or women are not faithful, or women are after your money. And so, since you constantly hear that, any woman you meet, you will think that they are after your money, or any man you meet, you will think that they are after your body, because that is what you constantly hear. I'm not saying that they are not, but I'm saying that that is constantly what you hear. But not everyone who comes is after that. But whatever you sow, if you sow to your sinful nature, from your sinful nature you will reap corruption, you will reap destruction, you will reap death. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So basically, what we are hearing and what we are learning from God's word is this, that if you sow to your sinful nature, and every day you are sowing something. God told us in Genesis 28 verse 22, he says that as the long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall never cease. So as long as the earth exists, as long as we are on the earth, there are two things that are happening. Sowing and reaping, seed time and harvest time are happening right now. Even as you're listening to this message, you're already sowing. And at the same time, where you are in life is you're harvesting what you did in the past. And even where, as you're harvesting now, there are those who will eat all their harvest. That means that as you're harvesting, you could also be sowing. Seed time and harvesting are perpetually happening. This is a natural thing. And you might say, oh no, it's not the time for the harvest. If you go to China right now, they discover that you can harvest all year round. That is why there are greenhouses, right? Man has learned how to create an environment that they can have a harvest 24/7, 365 days a year. That means with the right environment, with the right moisture, with the right soil, with the right heat, with the right temperature, with the right cover. Nowadays, they don't even need the sun. They discovered it is UV light that brings photosynthesis, not even the light from the sun. Look at how God has given wisdom to man. So in the natural right now, there is constant seed time and harvest time happening. The difference is that it does not happen at this. There is a gap between what you plant right now and what you will harvest. But at the same time, seed time is happening, harvesting is happening. That means you cannot plant what was not harvested before. But there is a gap period. So as you spend time with the Word of God, as you spend time with sowing to please the Spirit of God, then you are reaping the harvest of the Spirit of God. And what is the fruit of the Spirit of God? Is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. That is the evidence that you have been sowing to the Spirit. And it's not about miracles. I know people, many lying to say the anointing. Yes, it is possible that as you sow to please the Spirit, God can drop an anointing. God can add another measure to the gift that he has. God can extend the grace that is in you. The more you study the word, the more you understand it. The more your eyes become open. And all of a sudden, you start understanding things that you did not know. Like even right now, what I'm teaching is just a seed. It's just a fraction. And as you hear it, you will hear more. That's why the Bible says that you shall even be wiser than your teachers. That means that you can go beyond what I am teaching you. And because I am limited by time, but I can assure you that as you listen to the word of God, God communicates more. So as you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life. That means you will reap, there's a harvest that you reap from the Spirit life. Likewise, if you focus on the flesh, you will reap from it destruction and corruption. Let us audit ourselves this morning. What are the things in the last 24 hours? What took 1 hour of our time? What took 2 hours of our time? What took 3 hours of our time? That is what we have planted. And there are those who dedicate their time to their work, and for sure they reap the harvest of their work. Those who dedicate their time to sleeping, for sure they will reap sleep. And the Bible says, a little sleep, a little slumber, and poverty will come on you like a robber, armed robber, and scarcity like a bandit. That means if you say, ah, let me sleep a little, let me fold my hands, let me do nothing, poverty is a result of that. Many times we think that it is, and you've not heard me speaking about sowing money. Many times people will think, the more you say, let me sow to my prophet, let me sow, I'm going to. It is how you become rich. Well, the Bible says, diligent hands become rich. God says, I will bless the work of your hands. So if you're not working, what should God bless? God asked Moses, what is in your hand? He said, there's a rod. Then he was told, throw it down. What is the seed in your hand? What is the seed? And the Bible tells us that the seed is the word of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Are you sowing the word of God in your life? Because the more you sow the word of God, is the more you give the Holy Spirit word to work in your life. It is the word of God that you know that transform your life. Right now, if you look, even how did Jesus overcome the temptations of the devil? He said it was by the word. He said it is written. So if you don't know the word of God, you don't know God. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will remind you of the things that I taught you. So the Holy Spirit can only teach you what you have already read, what you have heard. It's only that you did not understand it. But if you've not read, then the Holy Spirit has nothing to work with you. For that difficult situation that you're facing, he might not even have a word to give you, a word that will help you to overcome that challenge that you're facing. I'll stop there for today. Let's continue tomorrow by the grace of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that it has come forth in power, not by might, not by power, by your Spirit. I thank you that you are calling us to sow to our spirit and not to sow to our flesh. And I thank you that, Lord, as we receive your word, we believe it. We know that it is by your divine plan and purpose that you've called us to hear your word. May you bless us. May you go ahead of us. May you keep us. May you teach us your ways and truth. Bless my listeners. I pray that you give them insight into the word. Help them to understand and help them to audit their lives and to see what are the things that they are sowing into their lives and to make necessary amendments and corrections. Because, Father, I know that you have good plans for us, and that as we continue to sow to the Spirit, we shall reap from that Spirit eternal life. And this eternal life is the everlasting life, is the abundant life, and that is both in our physical, in our emotional, in our mental, in our spiritual, the life that never ends, the life of God, the Zoe life of God. And I thank you for that life. Thank you that you answer us. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. So if you listen to me, find time to meditate on this, and may God bless your day, and let's meet again through the same channel that we've met. God bless you. Bye.